artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. And today I want to talk about something better than the Super Bowl. I get to go to something better than the Super Bowl every single week, and so do you, should you choose to do so. But before I tell you what that is, and I think you probably already know, let's review what goes into the Super Bowl, what's surrounding the Super Bowl. First of all, there's the build-up and anticipation. It's just coming off the playoffs. And the playoffs, everybody is wondering, everybody's, guessing, everybody's forecasting, everybody's thinking, who's going to be the two last standing? That's the real big, who's going to lose this playoff? And then, it's the winner takes all, they move on to the next part of the playoffs until finally two people are standing. There's great anticipation. There's great expectation. There's that anticipation. There's that buildup. And then there's game day. Game day. And game day is not just the game itself. It's the pregame stuff. It's all of the talk shows and commentators and background stories and everything. I mean, I think that on game day, there is something about the Super Bowl basically all day long, because the Super Bowl doesn't start until the late afternoon. And then there's all the advertisements. Right? Millions and millions of dollars. I think it was $7 million for a 30-second ad during the Super Bowl. All of the advertisements surrounding the Super Bowl, all of that activity, all of the people that have bought tickets, the price of the tickets, is astounding. Then there's the game itself, the ebb and flow of the game, the back and forth. Usually, it's not a blowaway. Usually, it's back and forth, and who's going to win, and there's cheers, and then there's disappointment, and then ultimately, out comes one winner. Somebody lost. And then there's the aftermath of the game. For the winner, there's initial excitement. And everybody's just really on top of their, everybody's just elated. Their adrenaline is high. And it lasts maybe a couple of weeks before it wears off. The loser team, often there is just this sense of sadness and grief and maybe even depression that goes on for a few weeks. Eventually, it dissipates. Probably by draft day, it dissipates. But every Sunday, my friend, we have an opportunity to do something, to go somewhere that's better than the Super Bowl. Psalm 84, verse 10 says, better is one day in your courts, one day in your temple, one day in your church, than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God with other believers then dwell in the tents of the wicked, those that don't believe and those that don't care. I would rather be in the presence of other believers, in the house of the Lord, in the place where we go together and praise together and sing together and learn together and be together. The courts today, of course, is church, the place of assembly, the place of praise, the place where we hear God's word being preached and taught. There is no other environment, no other environment that can match that. Why? Well, let me tell you, let me give you some background. In Psalm 42, 4-5, David writes, to the director of music, a maskil for the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah were, in essence, the choir, the worship team. The director of music was the worship leader, right? And David is gone somewhere. David's probably hiding in a cave because somebody's out to get him. And David says, "These things I remember. I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God, how I used to go." He's longing. He's missing it. It's just driving him crazy that he can't go to the house of God with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng, amongst the other believers. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" And you might have those feelings too. Something's wrong. Something's missing. Something's lacking. And you're really not sure what it is. This is what it is. "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." You see, Sunday is the best day of the week for me. There's an anticipation, a longing. It's beyond the anticipation of a football game or even the Super Bowl. It's a gut-wrenching longing, a super desire, a need, as David had. It's not just a desire, it's a need. And without it, there's something missing in my life. Without it, my friend, there's something missing in your life. You know, one of the things, the great teachers of the pandemic, was that we had to do without a lot. Locked up, stored away, couldn't go out, couldn't go to church. And there's something about having something taken away from you that make you desire it even more. Back even before the pandemic, I have a journal, and I write in it. In May, before the pandemic really hit, I write this: "Today, I get to go to church." Did you get that? I get to go. I don't have to go. It's not a law. I want to go. I get to go to church to worship and be once again filled with God's word. Yes, every day I can and usually do read God's word. Every day I can and usually do listen to Christian music on the radio or maybe on YouTube or maybe on my smartphone. But there's nothing, nothing like being with other brothers and sisters who love the Lord, praising God together, hearing God's word together, even praying together. This is a special blessing. You get a greater joy. An overwhelming sense of God's grace fills me to the brim. I have been refilled, recharged, refueled, reconnected. Not only to God, but to those who love the Lord, as I do, with other believers in the family of worshipers. Yet another week later, I made another posting, and in that posting, I cite Psalm 22, verse 3, which basically says, talking to God, "You are holy, O you who inhabits the praises of Israel," or you could translate it contemporarily, "you inhabit the praises of your people." You see, God, there is just this extrasensory sense of God being there, you being in his presence. There's something mystical, even magical, about worshiping and praising and hearing God's word together. You don't get that in any other venue. To those of you who might think that my analogy kind of falls short, because after all, the Super Bowl is a competition. There's no competition here. Or is there? Let me remind you, there is competition for your very spiritual life. The world and the evil one are competing for your attention, are competing for your time, are competing for your allegiance, are competing for your very soul. Mark 8:36 says, when Jesus is saying, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's only victory if there's a battle. There's only victory if there's competition for someone to win over someone else. And the victory has been won in Jesus Christ. There is a competition here. 1 John 5 verse 4 says, for everyone born of God through Jesus Christ, overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Our faith in what? Our faith in Jesus Christ. That he won the war, that he won the battle over sin and death on the cross and through his resurrection. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds that would like your attention, that would like your time, that would like your allegiance, that would like your very soul. My friend, if you want something better than the Super Bowl every week, I invite you to celebrate, to enjoy, to participate, and to feel the sense of the presence of the living God in the assembly of other believers. And then you can say, as the psalmist said, oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And my friend, there is something better than the Super Bowl. There is something better than any football game, any competition that you can ever imagine. And that is what happens on Sunday in the assembly of other believers, where you can worship God together, praise God together, hear God's word together, learn together, pray together, be together. And then you will feel refueled, refreshed, reinvigorated, ready again for another week. That's your devotional for this week. If you have been supporting this channel, thank you so much. If you would like to support it, there's a devotion link below. Well, God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.